Good day to you once again, audio podcast. Saturday the 15th of May 2021. And yes, we're coming towards the end of Mental Health Awareness Week. And the theme this year, Nature, I've been waiting for this theme for about 7 years. Every year, I think since 2015 when it was the mindfulness theme, every year the theme has changed. And each year I've been thinking, oh, is it going to be nature? Is it going to be nature? I've been promoting nature every year anyway. During Mental Health Week, you can go right past, look on my Twitter feed right back in the day. But it's finally here and I'm so happy the engagement, especially now 2021 with the way the world is, the engagement has been so good. And you know what, most of it is about the nearby nature connection, the basics, the walks in your local park, getting up in the morning, doing a little bit of barefoot earth and grounding on the grass and on your coast. If you're in the UK near the coast, sauntering amongst the trees, listening to the birds, indoor plants, all that biophilic design, the nearby nature connection that we've been seeing more over the past 18 months or so, rather than traveling to the most Instagrammable nature connection destinations around the world, like the rope swing on Bali, all that kind of stuff. That it's changed now. The narrative is more nearby nature connection, the basics, bread and butter, and then obviously you can go and do your traveling to the various beautiful places around the world that you really like for whatever reason. But yeah, amazing. Lots of top tips going around. What I would say, obviously, over the years, I've mainly been promoting green exercise in a generic form, exercising in a natural environment, whether that's hiking, running, climbing, anything like that. Then I've gone towards more of the barefoot walk in the earth in style that can be done, and sauntering amongst the trees, the shimmering yoku. But what is happening more now, what I'm seeing more, I don't know whether this has been going on, been popular for years, but especially now, the changes I've found over the past 7 years of promoting nature during this week is the cold water therapy, Wim Hof and all that tribe. Wonderful, the stories I've heard about how it's helped, especially mental health. And obviously Wim Hof is the main figure there, the man himself. He's done a post yesterday, awesome, on Instagram. So that's what I'm seeing now, the cold water therapy, the wild swimming, the chili dipping, whether that be on the coast, in the sea, or in the beautiful lakes we have here in the UK. So amazing. Just keep going. Top tips, stick to the basics, your basic. Spend some time walking barefoot in a natural environment, whether it's on grass, sand, mud, dirt, rocks, that one, and of course sauntering amongst the trees. They're the basics, your basics, connecting with nature, green exercise, of course indoor wise the plants, indoor plants. There's loads of science around how they can boost your creativity, for example. And of course, if you want that little bit of intensity for connecting with nature, the cold water therapy, whether you're dipping in the sea or in the wonderful lakes and rock pools around the UK, do it in a safe way with people if you can, or if you're experienced, you know what you're doing already. But there it is, the engagement, where our attention is, which is on social media across the board. Instagram, obviously the main one, fantastic, thousands of posts, very inspiring. Wim Hof done his, so made up, check that one out. Everyone's sharing that this weekend. And of course, Saturday, Sunday, connect with nature, wherever you are in the UK and around the world. Take care.